welcome to this week's episode of Asexuals Anonymous, the podcast where we talk all about asexuality. If you'd like to get in touch, please do. The email is asexualsanon@hotmail.com. Our Instagram page is Asexuals Anonymous Podcast. Those DMs are always open, as well as my TikTok DMs, AmyButler66, AmyButler66, and also my personal Instagram DMs are open as well, AmyButler96. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. Oh God, I can't talk. To listening to today's podcast, and also if you've been listening for a while, thank you so much. The community we've built is amazing and we love you all. We've also got our YouTube channel, so go check us out over there. I think that's all I've got for you today. Let's get on with this week's episode. Hello, anonymous friend. Are you ready for another episode of unedited content?
Unedited chaos and catastrophe.
Oh, yeah. Chaos and catastrophe.
Maybe not catastrophe. But that was it. I just couldn't think of anything else.
Well, maybe that's what we called this week's episode, because I enjoy those two words together.
Chaos and catastrophe.
Why not? Why not? There we go. Straight in. One job off the list. How are you doing?
Do you know what? I'm all right. I am going to say it. I'm a little bit hungover because...
Go on, tell us why.
Last night, something went down. Something went down in the land of the Swiss.
A little
comeback.
Oh my God.
Send our girls to another Euros final. My throat is a bit sore from screaming and my head is a bit sore from drinking.
My body is sore. I'm good. I feel like I played those 120 minutes.
Were you just like tensing the whole time?
Yeah. And when they scored the first goal, like I was so tense that I like relaxed and I was like shaking. Not like massively shaken, but I was just, you know, when you feel shaky and you're like, like, yeah. Those lionesses really know how to give us all heart attacks, really.
Yeah, I mean, I thought like it was, you know, you did it for the Sweden game and you came back 2-0 down in whatever 120 seconds. Like, that's all well and good. We didn't need a repeat.
I'll give it to them. They're creating a great story.
Yeah, I understand that. But they're also causing me to develop some kind of heart condition purely based on stress.
Yeah, I do think a few years have been knocked off, to be fair.
I've got more grey hairs.
That game. I was going to go watch it in London as well, but I'm actually kind of glad I didn't, because it just would have been a nightmare me getting back. I've been so tired this week as well. I don't really know why. I think I've done that classic thing of like getting up late and not having like a structure to my week. So it's just made me tired.
Yeah.
That thing has happened. Anyway, we're in good moods, but we are a bit lethargic, I won't lie. But we're excited for Sunday. Where are you going to watch the final?
Well, unfortunately for me, I am being a good friend and I'm going to my friend's hen do. So I will be watching 30 minutes of it on the Eurostar back from France. And then depending on the score, I'm either going to leave the station and go straight into a pub, or I'm going to possibly try and rush back home. Because then I'll probably end up only missing about 20 minutes of the game if I time it right. And I'll be back home to hopefully watch a very good trophy lift.
I feel for you. I would find a pub either way. Because I feel like I probably
am going to find a pub.
Yeah, I couldn't watch it last time when they won. I watched the first half, but then because, again, I was a good friend, I actually went and watched my friend in a West End show. And then, thank God, it went into extra time, because then I got to watch, like, the ending. But that whole second half, I've never seen. Gutted. So yeah, I'm excited. I think I'm going to go into Central London. If Trafalgar Square have the big screens up, I'm excited for that. But yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, this is slowly turning into a women's football podcast.
Correct. Correct. We
So we need
both of us
to.
do actually have the other game on currently right now as well.
Yeah, if you see my video, because you can watch on YouTube, you might see my face turn a different color. Oh, she's just got a boot to the head, like in the eye. Wow. Anyway, because this is
Do you
going
want to
to
tell everybody what you texted me the other day when you were watching Germany play?
be. What about the player? What did I text? You say.
I got a text message, and it just said, I think it said something just like, "Hi, babes," and I was like, "Hello." Did you know that there's a Germany player called Minge? I was like, yeah, I did know that actually. And you were like, I didn't know that. This is fantastic. I was like, yeah.
Good. Such
So
a good
she's the
name for a
captain. She's the
women's
captain
football show.
tonight.
And yeah,
Yeah.
and she was captain the other night as well.
Yeah, she's the
So
captain.
good. I very much enjoyed that. Very fitting with the vibe of women's football. Anyways. We've got a lovely email this week that yeah, I'm going to read out. Thank you so much once again for sending in your emails. Absolutely love reading them, and I've managed to sort them out a little bit as well, which is handy. A bit of admin has happened, so hopefully you've not heard this one. If I have read it out, apologies, but it's a great email, so it deserves it twice if I have. Anyway, this is how it goes. Hi Amy, I just wanted to say a thank you for the work you've done on TikTok and through the podcast to not only raise awareness of asexuality, but to also bring so much validation and acceptance to people like me who have always felt like there was something wrong. It feels super confronting to be writing this email because this is something I've kept pretty much to myself for so long. But I feel like I owe it to myself to start talking about who I am and not be scared of what others think. Preach that. I'm a 31-year-old male, brackets, although I'll come to that in a bit, brackets, who was diagnosed as being autistic 2 years ago, and a few months after that finally had the realization and a few months after that finally had the realization that I sit somewhere on the beautiful spectrum of asexuality. So as you can probably imagine, it's been quite a hell of a ride the last couple of years, kind of relearning who I am, and most importantly, accepting that the things I do and feel differently to others are differences rather than failings. For as long as I can remember, I've had absolutely no interest in sex, and actually not a lot of interest in romantic relationships. But growing up, through my teens and early 20s, I really saw it as a problem because all my friends would be in relationships talking about having great sex, etc., and I could just never connect with that. So I forced myself to get out there and try and be normal in what are these called again?
It's like
Air
a quote,
quotes.
isn't it? Air quotes, yeah.
Quotes. But the couple of short-term relationships I had were so false that just pushed me further into the thoughts that there was something wrong with me. I just decided in the end that I was broken and would just have to live with that fact. And that's how things went on for probably 5 years, where I didn't put myself out there, but was internally berating myself. Phrases like, I don't have time for a girlfriend, or I'll get round to it eventually, were my standard responses when family and friends would nudge at the fact I wasn't in a relationship. Because how else do you explain it? However, a couple of years ago, when I received my autism diagnosis, it made me look back at so many parts of my life, including my feelings around sex and relationships. For about 6 months before I'd been working with a therapist, and it was the first time I'd really felt I had a safe space. So eventually, I plucked up the courage to bring this up, and she was actually the first person to introduce me to asexuality as a concept. Since then, I've done loads of research and found amazing creators like yourself who talk about asexuality like it's a totally normal thing. And that's exactly the kind of welcoming, non-judgmental content I needed to see to feel like I actually Like, actually, there's nothing wrong with me at all. It's genuinely been such a breath of fresh air to see your content and the podcast and lift some of the self-imposed stigma I'd built up around it. There's still so much that I want to learn about myself, including where exactly I do sit on the ace spectrum. I obviously don't like sex, but the relationships thing is a bit more nuanced because I'm very loving, caring friend, but once that balance tips from friendship to potential relationship, I really start to pull back, and I don't know whether that's through fear of sex being an expectation or whether I might fit within the realm of aromantic as well. Something else that is kind of related, I think, is my relationship to my gender. This is another thing that I've only ever shared with my therapist, so it feels super scary to be sharing it to others. I was born a male and have always presented as a male, but I don't feel like a man, and I actually feel quite uneasy being labelled as one. I saw a TikTok a few weeks ago that summed up it perfectly, when they said, "The way I would describe my gender identity is that I'm a woman in the same way that a tomato is a fruit." And I just... Hello? Have you left?
Sorry.
Oh, I can hear this football in the background.
No, it wasn't the football. There was like 5,000 seagulls just screaming.
Oh, that's like, so funny.
It was so loud that I was like, oh, I'm just going to like sneak off. But I'm literally was still listening. Sorry. I was like trying to do that in a way where it's like, I was just going to sneak off and then come back. And then you were like, hello.
Hello, are you still listening? I know it's a long one, but it's an interesting one.
No, I know. And that's why I'm trying to really try to listen. But all I can hear is the sounds of the seagulls. And I feel like I was at the beach.
That did sound like it. Anyway, where was I? Let me have a little look.
Sorry.
Oh, I saw a TikTok a few weeks ago that summed it up perfectly when they said, "The way I would describe my gender identity is that I'm a woman in the same way that a tomato is a fruit." And I just feel like that is the best description I've ever seen for how I feel. I don't know if this is in any way linked to asexuality, but I think it could be. I feel like there's probably loads that I've missed, and I always listen to the podcast when I'm driving, so I can't jot down notes. But I think I've rambled on at you long enough at this point. All this is to say, though, that content like yours has helped me to become curious about myself in the most beautiful way and embrace the person I truly am inside. So a million thank yous to you and your wonderful anonymous friend. I know you've mentioned that you might like to have guests on the podcast at some point, and if you go down this route, I would be happy to come on and share my story, because I guess the more we talk about things, the more accepting we all are. We're all going to be of ourselves, and hopefully others of us too. Don't get me wrong, it would be super scary to do, but I can't imagine you found it easy to share your story either, but you've done it with so much confidence that it feels possible for me as well. I also have a few questions / topics that I thought might be interesting to explore in future episodes. I've got a few episodes to catch up on from the last few weeks, so apologies if you've already covered any of these. Thanks and keep being amazing. I'm going to keep you anonymous just in case. I don't know if we've read that out before.
I don't think we have.
I don't think we have, but definitely like a lovely one to revisit, even if we have.
I love it. I love
it. But yeah, I don't think we have. Lots to sort of digest. But it's very interesting. Like, I feel like we've all had such almost like universal experience, or like just a similar experience in everything. Like, he's definitely explained things that I went through and felt, and also a few things that I know you've been through and felt as well. So I really think the way he's feeling is very normal, and a lot of people experience what they've said.
Yeah, and I'm a big therapy fan. Like, I advocate if you have, go and talk to people, with like whatever way, shape or form that helps you. I think shout out to people who do that.
Definitely.
I also think it's very interesting with the links to like the autism diagnosis, because from like my understanding, I've done a lot of reading about stuff, and sometimes people can associate other different kind of spectrum needs with ACE kind of spectrum needs because of the sensory side of things.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Some people don't necessarily want to have sex because of the sensory, like, kind of
feelings associated with it.
Or also, like, when you think about, like, autism, sometimes people struggle with, I love watching things like Dating on the Spectrum, and I don't like that it's called the Undateables, but the Undateables. And you can see that they're trying to navigate an already difficult situation for anyone to navigate, which is meeting someone, with this added kind of layer of they might not understand other people's human emotions as in the same way. And they might find it difficult to understand and interpret how other people are feeling and how they're feeling and things like that. And that could be a factor as well, linking that into your asexual identity, because it might come into, well, I don't understand it, but I also don't feel it, I don't want it. And I think there's so many layers you have to, like, break down with any kind of gender identity, sexuality identity, like, just your own, like, layers of your onion, if you think correct.
Take it from Shrek.
Yeah, you've got to peel back the different layers. And I think it's hard to understand all of those layers and unpack everything. Because if everybody just understood themselves, like, it wouldn't, this whole thing wouldn't be a thing. It would just be like, oh, that's what I am. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. And therapists would be out of a job.
It's very true. It is very, very true. But it's interesting. I really like the tomato as a fruit.
Mm.
I like that.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I hope that makes sense to other people as well, because that's a great way to put it. Did I ever tell you what my therapist said? I don't have therapy anymore, just because I feel like it's almost like dating. You've got to find the right therapist for you, and I just can't be bothered, and it's money, and blah 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 blah. It's just long. It feels long, but I know that it would be very beneficial, so maybe I'll get on that at some point. But when I first realized I was ace, I was very much obviously in a very bad way, and therapy seemed like the obvious answer to help me with that. So I went and saw, I did the whole, like, internet search, found this lady who actually didn't live too far away, so we did it in person. And it was kind of like in this little hut thing in the back of her garden. It was dead sweet. But I remember this one time, and it was this time that really cemented the fact that I didn't want to see her anymore and I didn't like her theories. But basically, I was explaining, I think I was talking about, like, being ace and stuff, and I don't think she was very clued up on it. And I said to her, like, about how I felt seeing my friends with their partners, like, cuddling and kissing and stuff. And I was explaining to her that I found it really hard to watch because it's just something that I want so badly. And, yeah, you know, can't get it or whatever. And struggled to get it, sorry. And she was like, so how do you feel? And I was like, oh, it feels like a physical feeling inside my body, whether it's in my belly or my chest, and it feels like a physical hurt and a physical, like, pain or, like, feeling. It feels physical, like there's a ball inside me and it's rattling away, and, yeah, something's going on. Anyway, she goes, so what do you do when you're in this situation? Like, when you see your friends having this lovely time that you wish you could have and it makes you feel this way, what do you do? How do you cope with it? Have I told you this story before?
No, but I'm just, like, sitting here thinking, what can you do? You're not going to be like, stop that. You stop having a nice time because it makes me upset because I want to have a nice time, like, too.
Because I'm having a nice time with my friends, I need to deal with this emotion somehow, and I don't want it to, like, I don't want to leave the situation because then I'm making it a big deal. And I don't think I even told my friends at this point that that's how I feel when I see them having a nice time.
I feel like you probably like, just kind of cracked on, but you just felt...
Well, yeah, that, I literally
felt that, like, that feeling of, like... Mm.
Yeah, but it was, like, it was so physical that I couldn't just, like, ignore it in a way. So what I said to her was, like, I sort of visualise it and I push it all the way down to my toes and I try and really, really suppress it and push it down and just get over it, essentially. And I, because I think I am quite a visual person and a great imaginator, I literally, yeah, physically pushed it all the way down to my toes, out the body if possible. But then she goes, oh, that's great. Feels like you're really dealing with it then. That's perfect. Amazing kind of thing. Like, you're doing really well. And I was like, hold up. Kind of missing the point. Like, I don't want to feel this way at all. I don't want to have to deal with it. I don't want it to be a problem in the first place. And that's what you're meant to be helping me with.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I was like, wow. Okay, so I've just paid you like
terrible advice.
Sweet. I don't need to find a way to deal with my emotions. Brilliant.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like, therapy is just, it just seems so long, and I think I've just got trust issues with things like that. And it, like, when you see a new therapist, you just have to start from the beginning and you have to explain everything, and it just feels like a drag without trying to sound like Sandy from Greece. It just feels like a drag. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I hear that. And it's like, it's literally like you said, it's like dating. You have to just go back to the beginning again and again and again and go through everything. But I think it's probably worth it more than dating is.
So you think I should invest? It's like I'm paying to go on dates.
I think you should invest, yeah.
Yeah, no, I probably should. I might do it.
I mean, I get free therapy every week when me and you hang out before we do the podcast.
Well, this is the thing. I just kind of exploit my friends, i.e. you, and have free therapy.
Yeah, but I don't know if me and you going backwards and forwards and just being like, you know what, let's ride the waves.
Suppress the feelings and
suppress the feelings and ride those waves, baby.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm a bit...
If anyone has some advice on how to deal with feelings like that, let me know, because what I've done is just gotten over it. I don't know. I just push it down to my toes. That's what I do. It's a lot easier now, to be fair, but I don't know if that's because I'm obviously more accepting of myself and...
Yes, true. Or if anybody knows any good therapists who actually understand being ace... Because I think that comes into it as well. Like, yes, you do have to go over everything when you start with a new therapy session or a new therapist or whatever. But if you start talking about being asexual and they go, what's that? That's my cue to leave, I feel like.
They're like, that's not a thing.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah. Or if they start going on about libido. Oh, do you need some tablets for that? Take some drugs. Anyway, so this is a question. Do you feel that being ace can be isolating at times? Not only in terms of meeting people and having relationships, but also in terms of being able to talk openly to others about your sexuality, in the same way that it's becoming more normal to say gay or bisexual people to do. This is something the podcast is 100% helping with, by the way. Oh, fantastic. That's what we want. But I feel like that's a good segue from what we've just been speaking about with therapy and that. So do you feel that being ace can be isolating at times?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That's my answer.
100%.
I feel like less, because I have you.
True. Holla.
But if you took you out of the equation... I wouldn't have anyone to talk to about it in the same way. Like, I've got some friends who are very, very accepting, who I do talk to them about it, but it's not the same when they don't get it.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I think, and sometimes, like, I mean, me and you, we talk all the time, and I know that I could text you, ring you day, night, whenever, and you're always there no matter what. But sometimes when I'm talking to one of my friends about a situation, the response that I get is just a bit like, oh, you don't get it. Like that, like, it's not that their response is wrong, it's their response is their response and how they would feel about something, not necessarily how I would feel being ace. And then it's a bit like, so it's hard just having one person to reach out to. It's good, but it is quite isolating. And sometimes, and I know you never make me feel like this, but you know sometimes when you just feel like you're just moaning at your friend and you go, Jesus, like, cheer up, Charlie, crikey, like, you don't want to hear about all of your woes constantly, like, have a bit of joy. But then at the same time, I know you're not bothered, like, you'll let me woe away, but it's just one of those things where it's like, yeah, it can be quite isolating.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's actually something that I struggled with for years, even before realizing that I was ace. I always felt quite like no one else feels the same way as me, which is true, they didn't. Well, as far as I'm aware. But yeah, I definitely just feel so in my own little world. And I don't mean that like I am in my own little world all the time, but I mean that in a way that like when I've explained it before with the see-through windows and
that,
I just feel so disconnected to people in the world and friends sometimes, because they're living in this world that I wish I could.
No, it's true. And it said as well on the email about, like, do you think ace kind of will just turn into an identity where people just say it and then people are more accepting?
Yeah, like being gay or bi.
I think, I hope that that is the case. However, you know, based on the state of the world, people are not accepting of all of the different identities anyway.
It feels like it's going backwards, doesn't it?
It does. It feels very Handmaid's Tale and Italy banning gay people from being parents and all of this stuff. So I feel like at the minute, and I'm happy to say this on behalf of myself, but I'm happy as an ace person to just take a little back seat to be like, let's get the world to a point where they don't care, in a good way, like we always say, but they don't care. And then, in a way, it's not about being ace, it's just about being you, and it doesn't matter what you are. But I think the world needs to start evolving a little bit more and stop giving a shit about who wants to be with who and who wants to touch somebody's parts or not touch somebody's parts. Like, why are you bothered?
Yeah.
But I think that's weird. Why are you going out of your way to stop someone, like, marrying someone who's the same gender? Why are you bothered?
So weird, isn't it?
Why are you bothered if somebody's born as a male and transitions and changes to everything? Why do you care?
But also, like, if you can make someone happy or make someone feel comfortable by using different pronouns to what you think or you would have automatically gone to, if you can make someone happy and comfortable, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you just want to make someone happy? Why would you? But then, why are people, I don't know, like, why are people trolling people online? Like, the world is fucked and people are fucked. But, like, people with a sound mind, it's like, why wouldn't you just do something that's really easy and make people, like, comfortable and happy? If you can make someone happy, why not? Basically.
It's true.
No, if it doesn't cost you anything. I get it if it's like, the only way to make someone happy is to buy them a £20,000 car. You're not going to do that. That's going to cost you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
But changing someone's pronouns from she to him or they, that costs nothing. It just maybe costs a little bit of brain power. And if you get it wrong, that's okay.
Yeah, but the thing, unfortunately, about the people who, it costs their brain power, but they don't really have a lot of brain power.
It costs them their pride, in a way. or whatever. But the other day, this is a good example. I was gutted, right? So I was with my friend, and I was helping out at a dance school show, and one of their students goes by they, them, and I've known this for about 2 years now, and I know the kid, like, I know the student, and I've taught them and everything, and I use the correct pronouns, and I make sure of that. And then I was talking to their mum with my friend, and we were talking about, like, uni and stuff, and I was like, oh, where is she going? And then I was like, oh, so sorry, where are they going? And I just backtracked, corrected, and we carried on the conversation. And the mum left, and I was like, oh, mate, like, I'm so gutted. And she was like, I can tell. You're like, you almost want to be like, I'm an ally. I'm asexual. I'm in the community.
Yeah.
And be like, no, I'm a good person. I'm a good person. I'm so sorry. And it was like my one time to prove myself. Do you know what I mean? And I fucked it up. But it kind of like, it was a slip of the tongue. And then I realized, but it's okay. Like, people make mistakes. And as long as, like, I just went back and
rectified it. But I feel like
it wasn't a big deal. It's fine.
The self-correction would have been appreciated.
That as well, yeah. And it cost me nothing. I think that's my point. It cost me nothing. Maybe a bit of like, oh, fuck, I fucked it. But just own it, correct, yeah, and carry on. That's so much more respected. Like, yeah, just some people, man.
And I think that from my experience, and like, I can talk about like our experience at Pride and things like that, my experience with people who are trans especially, is they are the most wonderful, accepting people ever.
Yeah.
Ever, ever, ever. And if you make a mistake, they're very forgiving.
Yeah. That,
in my experience, as long as you just go, sorry, my apologies. And it's like when we were at Pride and we were chatting to someone who was trans, you had said, can I ask a question? And they had said, yeah, if I don't feel comfortable answering it, I won't answer it, but by all means, please ask the question. I appreciate you, like, check in. And it's just about like having an awareness of other people. But do I think the world is going to get to that point where ACE is accepted? The world has to get to a point where everything is accepted. And will that happen for the whole world? Not a chance. But I think if you as an individual just make a point of trying to be a better person and do the right thing and self-correct if you need to self-correct, then that's how you start doing it.
Yeah, exactly. And being that, like, I think as well, like, if you self-correct around people, it'll probably encourage them to self-correct in the future as well. So actually making a mistake, it's not a bad thing. Like, you can teach other people that it's okay to make mistakes as well. So, yeah, I agree, though. I think in an ideal world, yeah, asexual would be accepted and worldwide, and not worldwide, would be known, so that we don't have to be like, oh, I'm asexual. Oh, what's that? Oh, it's this. And explain, and like, because,
yeah,
like I've said before, it's fine because sometimes it's fine because asexuality can mean different things to different people. So you get to explain what it means to you. But at the end of the day, if everyone kind of knew the basics, where, like, you rarely want to have sex, or however you want to have that definition, if everyone kind of knew the basics, that would be great. And yeah, I really hope that does happen. And I'm trying to, although my TikTok content is going down, I think that's my main aim, is to just spread the awareness of the sexuality. But yeah.
For sure.
I don't know. Anyway, there's two other topics that I think we should talk about. However, we'll save those for another day. Have you got anything to add?
Have you been keeping track of this football game? I'm very sorry. It is absolute madness. The sum of the saves, nearly a bicycle kick, three corners. It's literally like ping pong end to end. The ball has nearly gone in the net so many times.
I know that you're like a minute behind, but Spain very nearly just scored.
Oh, but that's been happening for the last 10 minutes.
And really?
You have been like talking so well, and I've been really trying to listen, but OMG.
I have been seeing your eyes wander, to be fair. But to be fair, you have been doing well. I know how your brain works, and you've been doing very well.
Me and my raging ADHD, I'm riddled, and I was like, no, we're going to actively listen and
engage.
There
was one time where I was like, thinking, should I say,
he's
let's
not
turn
listening
this off?
To me. No,
should
I was.
Turn this off?
I was. Oh!
Oh my goodness. You've
Is
just
Germany.
seen what I've just seen.
Yeah, I think probably.
Oh! Anyways, let's stop there because this is not what the podcast is about.
No, but
thank you so
you
much
best
for
believe we're going to be watching the rest of this game now.
Yeah, we are. Oh, it's half time. Perfect. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Get on the liking, the rating, subscribing, downloading, all that jazz that we ask every week. Thank you so much to those of you who have already done that and are doing that. I don't have too much else to say other than let's go Lionesses on Sunday. Woo, woo. This time next week, next podcast, we'll tell you how it went. Whether it's a good, we're having a good time or a bad time. Right, we've lost her. Right, see ya. Bye.